Well, congratulations to them. They deserve to win the game. They did a better job of making shots and being aggressive on the boards. So have to tip your hat to them. We got a lot of room to get better, and we need to do that. But that was a sorry rebounding effort on our part, and so we gotta get to work on that one real quick.
Was it effort? Was it bad positioning?
Bad positioning is bad effort. So if you don't box out, that's bad effort. If you don't box out, you're in bad position. So
feel like you probably should have shot free throws better as well?
Yeah, we missed some free throws and missed a lot of layups that hurt us. We had a bunch of layups and tips that we missed that were costly. So that's just the nature of it. We're gonna have nights like these, and we know that. And our guys tried hard. We didn't try hard enough in the right ways, and thought we panicked a little bit at the end. We're two down. We go in there and we get a dead layup, but we jump off balance and then instead of grabbing the ball and going back up with it, which we had talked about in a timeout because we kept missing tips. And I just said, let's grab the ball. If you put your hand on it, grab it and bring it down and go back up with it. And we tried yet another tip. And so it didn't work. And they came down and hit three. And that was that.
Kevin, as you try to get the freshmen involved, how much of a challenge is it for them to find their roles?
Well, I don't know if it's a challenge for them to find the roles. I think I'm just trying to find out how to play college basketball. And they tried hard, but we were, when you look down, you held them to 37% from the field, and they got 21 offensive rebounds they had to make some of those, obviously. Second chance points, they had 20 points. So, the two things we talked about before the game, three things we talked about, were taking care of the ball, poise on offense, which I thought for the most part we had, maybe until the end, not letting their three-point shooters get loose, Meacham and McCamey, and doing a job on the boards. And we failed miserably at two of those three, and that's why we lost.
Are you frustrated or are you
disappointed? Both. I don't like to lose. And my rational side of my brain can say, yeah, but they're freshmen and that's why they lost their men and they're whatever. But that's not good enough. I thought Festus gave us a great effort. His back was killing him. And I thought he came out and really played hard for us. And I really appreciated that. I thought Andre Walker played a nice game as well.
Could you be satisfied overall defensively with like 37%?
No, because they made 10 threes out of 19. So that 37% really should look like, I don't know, a lot better than that.
Kevin, a lot of the game's points were about buzzer beaters, guys on it. Did you think he gets some tough shots or was it a failure to defend in the powers?
Well, he hit some tough shots. They had the one out of bounds with 2 seconds to go, and that's a tough one, and he hit some tough ones, but he's a good player, and he played well tonight. We knew he was capable of that.
Kevin, you had said coming into this game that their defense was something you were concerned with. Did you feel like you guys played better against that?
Well, they took a different approach and maybe that's the approach that he feels like he's got to take this year. I don't know. We haven't talked obviously as much, at least about basketball, as we normally do. But they just packed it in and kind of dared us to make shots, and we didn't make many. But again, it was the free throws and the layups that cost us on offense. We had the ball at the basket, and we just didn't convert.
Two more questions.
It looked like things were really tough for AJ at times, not just him missing shots inside, but even getting the ball at times. How tough were they against him inside?
Well, very good, but you know they were back there with most of their guys, and again, that's why it was tough for him. They had a lot more than one guy guarding him, and that's what we're going to see if we don't have guys make shots and shoot them out of that, which we're going to at times. But again, I thought the quality of our shots was plenty good. You look down, we have 10 turnovers. I would have taken that to start the game. A lot of things about the game were probably okay, but you know, there were a couple of key things that we really focused on and tried to work on. But our preparation wasn't very good either. I don't know what happened between Sunday night and Tuesday afternoon, but something got in the balloon because we didn't have our typical kind of practices Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesdays was okay, but Tuesdays wasn't even remotely close. So we'll have to figure out why that happened too.
One more: is sprinklers getting an issue, or just a bad night?
No, it's just a bad night. I think that we were 22 or 28 in the first game, and we shoot free throws well as a group, and I think we'll see that all season long.
Jeffrey, can you talk about Lance?
He's got mono. We found out yesterday, so shortens us and makes it harder for us. And obviously, with Steve already being out, it complicates matters. And made it more difficult for us tonight. We were trying to search for rotations and combinations, so it's unfortunate, but that's Kane. He's got mono, so he'll be out for 3-4 weeks, I imagine.
Thank you.